Hello, Mixnet Cases. This is Nuchas, and this is day 27 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. This morning, I woke up with the news that a listener and friend, Fozzie, has finally passed away. Fozzie was a pretty active listener to the Nutty Bites podcast. I met him through the Red Dwarf podcast, Red Dwarf Introcast, rather, and I always enjoyed talking with him. We had lots of plans for different episodes that we were going to do, but he lived in Australia, so coordinating was always very difficult. So often he would develop these great episode ideas and then not be able to join. But we had some really great conversations, and he was always active in the group. If you're a Dog Days listener and don't know about the Nutty Bites group, often I will have a question of the day, and it's just random things like, you know, what butler from fiction would you like to be your butler? Or if you could be the sidekick to anyone in fiction, who would you sidekick to? And, you know, who would you like your arch villain to be? You know, fun little discussions like that. Or what menial job or lowest level job would you like to have in fiction? And, you know, Fozzie was always really keen on answering those, and we'd get into some fun discussions there. I remember once, he has an allergy I hadn't heard of before, but apparently he's allergic to pumpkin. So when I had been talking about how I make my brownies so fudgy I add pumpkin, it was, oh, I can't do that because I'm allergic. So if you ever made me brownies, you'd have to skip the pumpkin. And I said, I'm sure I could figure it out. And every time I make brownies, or anytime I make anything that I add pumpkin, like if I make my pumpkin spice muffins, I think of Fozzie. I can't help but think of Fozzie because, you know, who's allergic to pumpkins? And the last time we spoke, it was actually because of that. I had posted to his wall how I had been thinking about him. Fozzie had some brain tumors, and he had to go through some chemo, and things got bad before they discovered what was going on, and he lost his password to Facebook. So everything has been through his mom's account for the last couple of months. But the last time Fozzie was himself was December. Not the last time he was himself, because the last time we spoke, which was just not that long ago, he was himself. But the last time he was himself, the last time he was himself before they discovered the cancer was December. So this was pretty quick, comparatively. I mean, I know people that have gone through things much, much longer. So I have this, like, storage area in my brain. And in my brain there are, I like to call them patron saints of the podcast. And one of them is Bob DeGrand. And now Fozzie has joined him. And I hope Bob shows him the ropes. There, I've lost quite a few people that I know through the podcasting world. You know, my podcasting brother, PG, and there's too many to count, actually. I'm not going to go through the list, but it always kind of hurts. In this case, a few weeks ago, Fozzie's mom told everyone that he was in palliative care, and that's when I started my mourning. And he was really out of it and unable to communicate, and I started going through the grieving process then, because I knew it was coming. And I've been there, I've seen it, I know what's next. I'm just happy that he's not in too much pain, But, you know, it's hard to lose a friend and to lose somebody that just had so much to say and so much happiness, you know. I will miss that. But he will always be remembered. At least by me. Now, enough of that. Let's talk about something fun. And we are going to talk about Absolutely Fabulous, the movie. I am an old school Ab Fab fan. I loved the TV show. And when the movie came out, I said, gosh, I hope it doesn't suck. And it doesn't. It is hysterical. It has the cameos you might expect. It has the outrageousness you might expect. They are completely clueless. Everything is funny. I love it. I really do love it. It's trash in the best way. And I love the writing. I love the outrageous acting. I would not be surprised if half of it is improv. I think it is well worth the watch. If you haven't seen Absolutely Fabulous, or ever heard of it, I am surprised. But it is a British series by Jennifer Saunders from the famous French and Saunders writing duo. And I think French also is involved. Anyway, the premise is you've got an old supermodel who is, and well, she's the secondary character. So the main character, Adina, is this unfashionable, trying to be fashionable, person who is, you know, one of those hanger-on, clinging to fashion society kind of a thing. You know, she's a manager, and she is always going for, like, the name brands and trying to look, you know, buy the hottest trends, but always missing, you know, and making everything just look awful. And her best friend is an aged supermodel. And they are drunk all the time, high half the time, absolutely awful, always caring about appearances, never caring about other people. And they have adventures, and it is fun to watch them be stupid. And, you know, normally you'd think, well, why would I care about awful characters? Well, you don't. You just have fun watching them because the comedy is deliciously fun. So we are going to pair this with some champagne cupcakes because cupcakes are super trendy right now and they love champagne. So you're going to take a nice white cupcake, white cake, and instead of using water or oil or any of the other liquids that are going in, you're going to replace that with champagne. And you're going to make a nice champagne cupcake. And then your frosting is going to be a nice buttercream, but the buttercream is going to have a little bit of champagne in it as well, giving you that nice flavor. And then, of course, to make it look awesome, we're going to get the gold flake sprinkles, you know, the edible gold. You can eat gold, by the way, just like why you can drink Goldschlager and everything, and you can put gold on cupcakes and cakes and everything, but you can get gold dust. And so we're going to dust the cupcakes in gold because that is exactly what Patsy and Adina might eat. Okay, Adina, Patsy doesn't really eat, but that's what they would eat because it is, you know, right on trend.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.